Hello, everyone. My name's Logan Ramsey, and I'm here with Abdul Kahil Azizi. He's the International Scholars Advisor and the Multicultural Program Specialist. He works in the Diversity Resource Center here at Idaho State University. How are you doing?
Good. Good morning, Logan. Thank you for having me here today.
First thing that I wanted to start by asking you, National Hispanic Heritage Month is coming up. And what does that month mean to you?
Yeah. Thank you for asking that question, actually. The National Hispanic Heritage Month, it's a month-long celebration where the Diversity Resource Center, or I refer to it sometimes as a DRC, we are celebrating this whole month from September 15 to October 15. But specifically, we have programming and events and presentation from October 5th to October 9th. So we are very excited. So what does this mean to me? It's as the name says, it's a long month celebration, and we are very excited to celebrate this month with our Hispanic population here, as student, staff, and faculty, and just to learn about from them, and to work with them, and find a common ground so that we can all work and live in peace and togetherness.
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't you tell me about some of the events that you have coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have received amazing support from ISU students, staff, and also from faculty, that they are going to present topics about the Hispanic heritage, the celebration, the tradition way, and the new ways, and then also what role the students, Latino students, play right now here at ISU and also in our area, and as well as around the country. We have like a week-long presentation, and of course, this year, all of our presentation, everything will be through Zoom. And if anybody wants to get the link for those Zoom presentations, they can go to our Facebook page, ISU DRC Resource Center, or they can email us at isu.edu/DRC, and we will be happy to share the links and the conversation with you.
Awesome. Why don't you tell me, like, what steps our listening community can take to gain more cultural awareness over this month?
That's a very good question, actually. This is something that we have always kept in back of our head when we are planning all of these events. We are asking the community, the ICU community, and also the local community to just acknowledge this month, that this is a month-long celebration, and they can just participate in all of our events. And then they can engage, and they can reach out to their friends and to their community or to their neighbors. And then just kind of like talk about it. It's not something that, only like a one week long celebration will take. This is going to be a month-long celebration. We are acknowledging it, reaching out to our Hispanic background friends, students, and community to just start the conversation. And they can also talk in their home with their family, with their kids, with their spouses, and just to acknowledge this month, basically. That's the first step.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that growing up here in Idaho, we're not a very diverse state, and I didn't have a lot of conversations about like cultural awareness, like as a kid. It wasn't until I came to college here at ISU that I actually started to like learn more about that, really. Yeah, and it's amazing that we have opportunities like this to take part in these conversations.
Absolutely, that's our, one of our core value in the Diversity Resource Center, to kind of like provide those kind of cultural activities and programmings for not only ISU students, but also for the community too, so they can come together and they learn about each other. And then most importantly, that they can speak and communicate with each other and, learn from each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for sitting down with me.
Of course, it has been a pleasure, and I'm excited to continue this partnership with you guys, and so we can come and talk about our future events and activities through you guys and pass information to our community and to our students.
And go ahead and take a visit to the Diversity Resource Center, where they have different materials about cultural awareness and resources and opportunities for you to celebrate cultural diversity. This has been Logan Ramsey and Abdul Kahil Azizi. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you once again for having us, and you have a great day too.